Bhaktaya namo namaha. Namaste Shri Shri Putam Surupam Rupam Dashi Rajam Rupurim Maturim Goshtavachim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mohorarika Madhavasam Krapto yasya pratita kripaya shigurum tam nitosmi ajanulam bhuto bhujo kanakavadanto sankirtanai kapitaro kamalayatakso vishvambaro dvijavaro Yugadam Apollo Bande Jagapriya Karo Karunavataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatina Kalo Samarpayitam Manujvala Rasam Swabhati Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha Utama adama kichuna bachila jachi adile kakola kahe premananda emana goranga hridaya dariya bola Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangira Namare Bolo!
Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangira Namare
Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangira Namare
Bhaja Gauranga,
Kaha Gauranga, Laha Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Chejana Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Primabhidana Paramapumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayus Tat Kriya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Braja Balabha Pahima Vamsa Kopatudubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we want to thank everyone very much for coming and giving us some opportunity to do some service by repeating some Gaura Krishna Katha. We offer our pranams to all the senior devotees like Brajinda Nandan Prabhu and others here in the room. And may you somehow bless us and forgive us for all of our faults. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha says there's two speakers. He calls them the Sarag Vakta and the Nirag Vakta. For the speaker with material desires and the speaker without material desires. Jiva Goswami says, we want to hear from a speaker without material desires, a Nirag Vakta. He says that his words are able to pierce the heart, whereas the words of the Saragvakta, in the language of my Guru Maharaj, is like blank fire. Blank fire. And suddenly our terrorist friend Pradyumna stood up in the room with an AK-47 and started shooting the gun. Everyone would become terrified. But then you see there's only blanks in the gun. It makes a big noise, but it doesn't have any effect. So we want to hear from that person who's a Nirag Vakta, a speaker without material desires. Such a person's words are realized, and his words are Shabda Brahma. So then, some of you may ask the uncomfortable but obvious question. Okay, what are you doing sitting here? Brajinda Nandan Prabhu knows me very well. We have an answer for that. We have an answer for that. The 10th canto of the Bhagavatam describes that Bahu Murtika Murtikam. Krishna is Advaita Tattva. He's one. But that same Advaya, one tattva, becomes many, like in the Rasa-lila when Krishna expands himself. In his Saartha Darshini commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse. Chinmayinam nanatvipyaikyam abhipretam. He said that just as Krishna is one, so abhinatva namanamino, Krishna's name is also one, is also Advaya Tattva. And you hear that one Krishna name, if that's all you hear one time from the lips of Srila Prabhupada or some exalted Vaishnava. You Gopal Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamrita heard the Gopal mantra one time from his Gurudev. There was no explanation. He didn't even know who this Gopal was. But he started repeating that mantra. So when we hear one time even, and then we repeat what we've heard from the bona fide source, then that one Advaita Tattva Krishna becomes many, like in the Rasa-lila. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation. And this is the essence of a Vaishnava Sangha. Even if you have a very exalted Vaishnava speaking, if he's not telling you Krishna Katha, what is the benefit? If he's a very elevated Vaishnava, still some benefit is there even by seeing him. Smita Krishna Maharaj ki. We were just speaking about you, Maharaj. Even if one sees someone like Smita Krishna Maharaj, you get so much benefit. Anything that I say that's correct, it's because of Smita Krishna Maharaj and Bhajani Nandan Prabhu's blessings. That's all. So, a Vaishnava Sangha means that we repeat Krishna Katha. It's a simple thing. And there should be no ego there. Ego. Nimatsranam satam vedyam. The speakers shouldn't be envious of the listeners. Rascal nonsense people, they're not giving me any money. And the listeners shouldn't be envious of the speaker. My God, he has bad breath. Bad breath. Bad smell. In a Vaishnava Sangha, there's no ego. Everything is for Krishna. As we spoke yesterday, the speaker is like a pujari. And the people are not coming to see him. This is the sanctity of the Vaishnava Sangha. This is the sanctity of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So yesterday we gave some introduction to our talk about the Yajna Patnis and Gaura Lila. We'd like to continue some of that today. So, according to Srila Kavi Karnapur in his Guru Ghanadesh Deepika, the Yajnapatnis appeared in Gaura Lila as Shuklambara Brahmachari. Which we described yesterday, and also as two other personalities, Apare Yajnapatnyo Sri Jagadisha Hiranyako Ekadasham Yayor Anam Pratayit Vagasat Prabhu. Two other Yajnapatnis appeared as Jagadish and Hiranya. On Ekadasi day, Lord Chaitanya ate grains that he begged from them. So today, we'd all like to go together on a big, giant, transcendental 747. But this is a different kind of 747. It's not flying from Delhi to Moscow. It's flying from the present-day Mayapur to the ancient Mayapur Dham. And we'd like to hear some description from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we'll sing these verses and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Ekadina sabhe hare bolo anuksha Jagnati ha prabhu puna kore na kandane One day, even though everyone was chanting very loudly, Hari Hari Tatapi Prabhu Puna Korina Krandana, little Nimai Pandit was crying and crying. He's famous as Gora Hari. Because he's Gora, golden complexion. But whenever he would start crying, all the Nadia Basis, they would start chanting very loudly. Hari, Hari! And he would become very happy and stop crying. But Tatapi Prabhu Pona Korina Krandana, that day, he wouldn't stop crying. Sabe bolen suna baba re nima Bala kore na chale Hare nama gai Hare Krishna Hey suna bab re nima Listen bab and listen nima You come here and you dance very nicely while we all chant the name of Hari. Nasuneva chana karo koraye kandana Sabbe bole bolo ba kanda ki karana But Nimai didn't listen to them and he kept crying and crying. Sabhi bole, they all said, hey, bole bap kanda ki karna, why are you crying, dear child? Sabhi bole na baki iksha tuma, sehi drabya ani diva na kanda Hare Krishna. All of them ask him, what do you want? We'll bring it for you, but don't cry. And then little Nimai replied to them. Prabhu bole jari mo prana rakshat chaha Sabe jata dui brahma gare jaha Hare Krishna spoke in a very interesting way. It wasn't an ordinary child crying. Jadi mo prana raksha chaha. Jadi means if. If you want to save my life, I'm going to die. Tabi jata dui brahmanera ghare jaha. You go quickly to the house of those two Brahmins. Jagadisha Pandita Hiranya Bhagavad Ehi Dui Stani Amar Ache Abhimat Ekadasi Upavas Aji Sedanha Kulagi Koreachi Jata Upahar. Banai veja jari kai bari pan Tabe muhe shushta hai Hanti aha kira Jagadish Pandit Hiranya Bhagavat. This Jagadish and Hiranya, they're both great devotees. Eduistani Amarache Abhimat. And I want something from them. Ekadasi Ubavas, Aji Sedona. Today is Ekadasi. And because of that, on this day they're both doing Upavas, they're fasting. But, Say Sabanai Beja Jari Kai Bhari Pan, they've made so many nice foodstuffs. And if I could eat those things, then I'll be cured and I'll be able to walk again. How do we understand this? Is this just the talks of a little child? It has a deep purport to it. Krishna, his body is Navajovana. He's eternally youthful. He doesn't get sick. But sometimes it seems like he gets sick. In Jagannath Puri, during the Anavasya period after Snan Purnima, it seems like Jagannath is sick. He's not really sick. He's sick in a different way. Some Vaishnavas say that when he goes up on top of the wall of the Jagannath Mandir, they're on the excuse that today is my birthday, so we'll have a ceremonial bath up here. That's just an excuse. His real desire is he wants to see the Gundicha temple in the distance. That Gundicha temple is the place where he appeared. And it's like Vrindavan. So he's feeling separation. And he's thinking, at least if I can see in a distance that Gundicha temple, then my pangs of separation will be eased. But it doesn't get better, it gets worse. And he gets a fever. There are a few stories, a few pastimes when Krishna gets a fever. Once in Dwarka, he got a fever. He called for Narad Muni. Hey Narad, I have some high fever. Oh, don't worry, I'll go get the Ashwini Kumaras, very expert doctors. Krishna said, no, Mora Sharir, my body, these doctors, they can't do anything with this body. Only one thing will heal my illness. If you bring the dust from the feet of a pure devotee and give me that dust, then I'll be healed. Prabhuji, will you do it? If Madhava calls for some dust, you'll do it, you'll give. Some dust of your feet, you'll give to Krishna. Yes, he's a very special devotee. So Narad Muni, he thought, okay, no problem, so many devotees are here in Dwarka. So he went out with a big drum, boom, boom, boom. Hey, Krishna's sick. And Krishna wants some dhuli, some dust on the feet of his devotee, then he'll become healed. Everyone was quiet. And no one came to him. Maybe they didn't hear me. So he started going to the palaces of the queens of Dwarka. Hey, you didn't hear? Your husband is very sick. He has a fever. He needs some dust from you. And they all told him, I can't give the dust of my feet to my husband. He's Bhagavan? I'll go to hell. I can't do that. That's very, very bad. So Narad Muni went all over Dwarka and he found no dust. And he went back to Krishna and he said, this isn't working very good. Very difficult Sankirtan program you sent me out on. So then Krishna told him, go to Vrindavan. So Narad Muni went to Vrindavan and he made a proclamation, hey, suno suno sarvajan, everybody listen. Krishna is sick, he needs some dust from your feet. Immediately there was a great quarrel there in Vrindavan. And all the gopis are saying, I'll give him. How much do you want? How many truckloads of dust do you want? No, I was here first, you get out of the way. No, I was here before you, I'll give. Narad Muni said, aren't you afraid of going to hell? He said, we don't care about that. If Krishna is suffering, that's worse than hell for us. So Krishna's sickness is not like an ordinary sickness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sickness is not an ordinary sickness. This has a purport. He's saying, I can't live. I'm going to die. Jadimora prana rakshachaha. If you want to save my life, you bring me some prasad from the house of these two Brahmins. He's not hungry like you or I. He's Yajna Bhuk. He eats in the Yajna of every Brahmin in the world. And as we said yesterday, he's Atmaram and Aptakam. He's completely self-satisfied. When he went to Hastinapur on behalf of Yudhisthira and the Panchapandavas with a message, at that time Duryodhan was married to Duryodhan's son was married, Duryodhan's daughter was married to Krishna's son. He said, hey, Krishna, you come to my house. You're a family member. I have a big feast for you. And he cooked a huge, huge feast. Samosas, and pakoras, and jalebis, and rasgulas, and gulab jamuns, and so many items. And Krishna didn't go there. Instead, he went to the house of Vidura without any announcement. Vidura was very poor. And his wife saw, oh, Krishna's here. We have to give him something to eat. All they had was some bananas. So in great ecstasy, she started peeling the bananas to offer them to Krishna. And in her ecstasy, she was taking the peels off, and she was throwing away the fruit and giving Krishna the peels. And Krishna was eating. Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. And later on, when Duryodhan saw him, he said, "Are Baba, why you didn't come to my house? We worked so hard, we cooked so many items." And Krishna told Duryodhan, people eat for two reasons. Number one, if they're hungry. But there's no question of me being hungry. I'm Atmaram, I'm fully self-satisfied, I'm never hungry. The second reason people eat is if something is offered with love. If Pradyumna has a big feast at the temple and then he goes to his mother's house afterwards. He has a very heavy belly, he just had a big feast. But when his mother sees him, she starts crying, "Now you're a sannyasi, you never come to my house." You have to eat something. He can't refuse. Because it's offered with love. So Krishna said, "I'm not hungry. And you have no love for me." So there's no question of me coming and eating in your house. So, little Nimai, he wanted to go to the house of Hiranya and Jagadish. They didn't invite him, but he was hungry for what they had. Because they were offering, they were cooking with great love.
Asambhava sunya janani kore kera Nena pata kahe je nahi loka bera Hare Krishna. Asambhava sunya.
When Sachi Mata heard this impossible request, she said, "What is this? What you're asking for, this is not appropriate." Nahi lokabeda, neither with the lok, neither with the common people, the tradition, nor in Veda. This is not appropriate. You can't go and eat grains on a Ekadasi. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that Jagadish and Hiranya were very dear friends of Jagannath Mishra. And when the devotees heard the request of Nimai, they said, "Okay, okay." And they sent a message to the house of Jagadish and Hiranya.
Srividi prabhole mahabhuta kahini Shishurai matabhuri prabhu nahi suni Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Srividi prabhole mahabhuta kahini. Those two Brahmins, they said, "This is a very amazing demand." We've never heard such an intelligent child before.
Kemate janila aji shihare basara Kemate bajanila naidevya bahusara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Mate Janila Aji Srihari Basara. How did this little boy know that today was Ekadasi? He's too young to know how to work with email, internet. How did he know it was Ekadasi? And how did he know that we offered so much foodstuffs to the Lord? Jilana Aishisu Paramarutavan Adhaiva Edehe Gopala Adishta
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Bhujirana, Aishasur, Paramarupavan. Ah, we know the reason. This little boy, he's so beautiful, Gopal must have entered into his body. That's the answer. Aishasura Dehe Krida Kore Narayan Ridaye Vasya Se Palaya Vachare. In the body of this little sister, this little boy, must be Lord Narayan.
Ah.
And Lord Narayan is making him speak. Otherwise, how could he know today's Ekadasi? How could he know that we offered foodstuffs to the Lord today? Srividhi Prabhule Bhaktau Utraha Santala Krishnera Svata Hai Layamar. Srividhi Prabhule Bhaktau Utraha. Those two Brahmins said, hey Bapa, hey boy, young boy, you please eat this foodstuffs today. Sakala Krishna Swarta Hoyle Amar, and our desire to serve Krishna today is fulfilled. The real question is not how is it that Nimai could understand that there's two Brahmins had cooked. That's not the real question. He's Bhagavan. He's Sarvagya, he knows everything. The real question is, how is it that Hiranya and Jagadish had the intelligence to cook such a big offering on that particular day? Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. Krishna Kripa Hoye Mamuri Hoy Dasha Dinu Anyara E Buri Sabunai. Krishna Kripa Hoye E Mona Buri Hoy. If you have the mercy of Krishna, then you'll have good intelligence. Dasabinu anyara eburi kabunoi. Unless you're a devotee of Krishna, you can't have such intelligence. So this is Yajnapatni Leela. Krishna sent the boys to go to see those Yajna Brahmins. And what did those Brahmins say? We'll sing something to you from a very nice book. It's never been translated before. A few verses we did. It's called Govinda Mangal. This is written by a devotee who was living here for a long time in Navadvip, whose name was Duki Shamdas. And he was a devotee of Srila Shamananda Prabhu. Mm-hmm.
नंदे गोप सुत हरे वक्ल से अनचरी तारे आनंदे यज्ञ आगे आन छाय वन बेर नाही काय लघु गुरु की
Those boys came to the Brahmins, they looked at them and said, what are you talking to us? What are you boys doing coming and bothering us?
Huh?
Don't you know who we are?
Huh?
Nande Gopa Suta Hari Rakala Sayanachari. Your Hari, your Nanda, your Nanda Gopa, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he's a rakha. He's a cowherd boy. He doesn't know proper Veda Marjara, proper etiquette. We're very big Brahmins. Tar anadheya konjana. Who's going to give grains to that boy? He's asking for rice even before the yajna begins. Yagya agi anachai, vana beda nahitai, lagu guru kichai namani. He's not distinguishing between common people and guru janas like us. Hari hai, taha ke anadile ki basse pari be pale, jaha jangai haki karane. Suniyadi prera kata vasudame lage jata kandite jaya pate Hari hai. The Brahmin said, we can't give him rice. If we give him rice, what will happen? What kind of result are we going to get by doing that? We're Yajna Brahmins.
Hey,
we know all kinds of mudras and mantras. We know all the rules and regulations of Shastra. Manusmriti, Veda, Vedanta. This rakha, this cowherd boy, if we feed him now, it'll spoil our yajna. They don't understand. Bhoktaramyagatapa samsarva loka maheshwaram. He's the original person that yajna is meant for. But they couldn't understand. They couldn't see that. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he explains. Tesham Sriyas Tadagatya Shri Krishna Sanidimbane Akurvanatma Danam Vai Krishnaya Paramatmane. He says that this pastime also has a purport. He says in one place, not the verse I just read, but in Krishna, in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he says that those yajna brahmins represent ass-like people who are overly attached to vanashram. Overly attached to all the rules and regulations. And they don't see the essence of the rules and regulations. Bhoktaram yagatapa samsarva loka maheshwaram. That personality who's meant to be offered all yagas, he's coming and asking them for grains and they're not recognized. Bhaktivinoda says a very astonishing thing in Krishna Samhita. Listen carefully. The wives of the ass-like Brahmins represent people who are subordinate to those with undeveloped faith.
представляют собой людей, которые подчинены, которые вера еще не полностью развита.
Oh, this is a very heavy thing. The wives of the ass-like Brahmins represent people who are subordinate to those with undeveloped faith. Sounds like a movie act. Sounds like a movie I've seen before. Being under the control of the sweetness of Krishna, who is a super soul, they went to the forest and offered themselves to him. Those who have undeveloped faith are called mundane devotees, or prakriti bhaktas. So this is the purport of the Yajnapatni Leela. It's an obstacle in devotion. It represents, when this particular Naimittika Leela represents an anartha, an obstacle that every devotee is going to come across in their journey back home, back to Vrindavan. It's the obstacle of being too attached to all these mudras and mantras and rules. Manasamhita, Vishnu Smriti, this thing, that thing. So those boys, they went and they begged from those Brahmins. And the Brahmins refused. And Vasudame, he felt very sad, Krishna's friend, and he left that place crying. In another very nice book, which we also translated some section from, this was called the Vrindavan Lilamrita by a very amazing devotee called Nanda Kishore Goswami. It's a very famous book in Bengali. In Braj, they say that he actually had Leela Spurtis and he saw Krishna's pastimes and he wrote about them in Bengali song. So he also described the words of the Yajna Brahmins. I'll sing as you can chant Hare Krishna. Sahaje rakhalam ate tere vane vane ki kahiye ki vohoy ki chui na jane Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram These are just simple cowherd boys. They just wander around from forest to forest with their cows. No education. They don't even know how to speak properly. Yajyarambha kore mora loy vipragana Ishvara bojana ladi karai randena Hare Krishna Hare Krishna We're great Yajna Brahmans Yajna Ramba Kori Mora Loi Vipragana We offer food, Ishvara bojana, we offer food to God. Not cowherd boys. We know what's proper here. Sanrini vidhya bhunjaida vipragane Ave sese bandi diva anya loka gane Hare Krishna We know proper procedure. First you will offer the boga to Ishwar, to Bhagavan, God. And then after that we first feed the Brahmins. And then if there's something left, we'll give some other people, these cowherd boys. They don't understand. Just like a spider making a web that somehow becomes caught in his own web and dies. They've become caught in the web of their religion. And they're doing all their rules and regulations very strictly. No, we can't feed some cowherd boy until after we offer first to God. So they're being cheated by their religion. And they were controlling their wives. It's a long story. I think you know. Those wives, finally, they ran to Krishna and Balaram. Their husbands were very, very disturbed. Let's see if I have that. What they told their wives is very sweet also. Ah, this is from Duki Shamdas. Brahminiri charitra dekhi advi jagan Pata guliya rake bole kubachan Hare Krishna When those Brahmins, they saw, hey, what are you doing? They started yelling at their wives. Where are you going? They stood in their way and started speaking very harsh words to them. Emanakubuni ke badila to somare Odanabhyanjana lai dike raka lai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna How did you get this bad intelligence? You're carrying this food to that cowherd boy? You should listen to your husband. We know Veda Vedanta. We know all the rules and regulations properly. And you're taking all this food to that cowherd boy? Hibra patni hoya tora parili kama Kara pasi gela nara hide kula dharma Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hibra patni hoya You come from very good families. You're married to us. What are you doing? If you go to him, you'll lose your religion. Narahide kula dharma. You'll lose your kula dharma. This is a very irreligious thing. Kulera kamini tora kena jahavane Yajna kalye deha mana pralaha sadane Hare Krishna Kulera kamini tora You're the wives of good families. Kena jahavane Why are you going to the forest? Yajna kariye deha mana chalaha sadhane. You should come back and do your service with the yajna. But those ladies, they didn't listen to their husbands. Srila Prabhupada describes in Krishna book, when they, the wives of the Brahmins, were preparing to leave home to go see Krishna, their husbands, fathers, sons, and relatives asked them not to go. But the wives did not comply. Because when a devotee is called by the attraction of Krishna, he doesn't care for bodily ties. So this is an obstacle in bhakti. And it's an obstacle that everyone will come across sooner or later. Those Yajnapatnis, their husbands, they were very angry with them. And when they went to see Krishna, Krishna told them, go home. And those wives, they said, we can't. If we go home, our husbands will kill us. Because we dared to leave them. We broke the rules and we came to God. The Brahma Vaivarta Purana says a very interesting thing. Says that Krishna took him back to the spiritual world. But you may say, but we read in Krishna book that the wives went home. The Brahma Vaivarta Purana describes that Krishna created shadow forms of all those ladies. And it was those shadow forms who went home. There's a lesson here. Krishna always supports organized religion. You think about it. Who can tell me what is the most important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam? I'm quoting the Jiva Goswami. Eti cham sakalapum sam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. That Krishna, he's the source of all avatars. What's the next line? Indrari vyakalom lokam vidayanti yuge yuge. He comes again and again to protect who? Indra. Is Indra really a high-class devotee? I mean, excuse me for saying it. We don't want any lightning bolts. We'll pray to Giriraj to protect us. But practically the whole Bhagavatam speaks about Indra. And not in such a flattering way. Mm-hmm. He makes so many mistakes again and again and again. But Indrari Vyakalam Lokam Nidayanti Yuge Yuge. Again and again and again, Krishna comes to protect him. Because that's Krishna's nature. He doesn't disturb them. He always protects organized religion. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't manifest his form of Gaurasingha, his lion-like form like he did here in Navadvip. When the Chankazi broke the Murdunga drum, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the form on the Sringadev. In Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur, Rupan Sanatan, they're being abused by the pandas. If any of you have any complaints about the pandas, we have one representative with us here today. Prajumna, he's a Jajpur Brahmin. So if you're angry with the pandas in Puri for not letting you inside, you can have a talk with him afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't blame the pundits. Don't be angry with Pujami. He's a very gentle devotee. We don't blame them. We blame Lord Jagannath. He could do it if he wants. All he has to do is just tell the pundits, huh? You let him in. When the poet Kabir Das came to Jagannath Puri, they didn't know, is he a Hindu or is he a Muslim? Very confusing.
Which poet?
Kabir Das. When he went to the temple, he said, "Hey, probationary shade, entrance forbidden." So, okay, he went by the beach and was meditating on Jagannath there. And Jagannath came in a dream to the Gajapati, the king of Puri. "Hey, my devotee Kabir Das is there on the beach. You bring him. I want to see him. You bring him in the temple." I want the pundits to carry him on their shoulders and bring him in the temple. So some of our pundit friends, they told us like this. They said, "Madhavananda, we don't mind you coming in the temple. They said, if Jagannath tells us, we'll carry you on our shoulders into the temple." Why doesn't he do it? It's not fair. He always supports organized religion. But that's not very good, is it? Haridas Thakur is suffering and all those poor Ruski Bhaktas are standing out in the street like dogs. It's not fair. It's not fair about the Yajnapatnis. They were being abused by their husbands, controlled by them. But who really got the mercy? Those Yajna Brahmins or their wives? Krishna, he deals with people in a very tricky kind of way. He preserves organized religion, but at the same time he gives more mercy to his intimate devotees. He supports Indra. And he forgives him when he makes big mistakes. But really, his mercy is on the Brijbasis. So Krishna's mercy was really on those Yajnapatnis. And they went back to their husbands, and their husbands realized, "Oh my God, what did we do?" We didn't recognize Krishna. They spoke a very famous, beautiful verse. 10th canto, chapter 23, text 40. Digjanmanas trividyat tad digvatam digbahugyatam dikulam dikriha daksham vimukaye tvarhoksaje. To hell with our birth as Brahmins! To hell with our threefold initiations! To hell with our vow of celibacy! To hell with our knowledge of Shastra! To hell with our aristocratic background! To hell with our expertise in rituals of sacrifice! To hell with it all! Because the result of these things, we became opposed to loving Krishna. They lamented. They recognized, "Oh, we made a big, big mistake." Who were those Yajnapatnis? In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Lord Narad Muni asked this question to Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, told him a very interesting story. He said that previously, those ladies were the wives of the Saptarishis. Those ladies were very beautiful. They were very religious. They were very noble-hearted and very devoted to their husbands. And Agni Dev, the god of fire, he saw them. And he became very lusty over them. Agni Dev is very clever. So those ladies, while they were cooking one day, suddenly some strange things happened. The flames started shooting up and wrapping around and touching their bodies. The ladies couldn't understand. Agni Dev was touching them all over their bodies. And Angira Muni, when he found out about that, he became very angry. Badmash, you rascal, what did you do to my wife? Sarva Baksha Babuvaha, he cursed him. Now you have to eat everything. So he eats meat in the bellies of the meat eaters. And those fires, they would burn dead bodies and animals and different things. He has to eat all that. And Angira Muni, who was a very pukka Brahmin, he then cursed those wives. He cursed the wives. Sinful women, you've been touched by this outside man. You have to go away. You take birth as human beings. You've lost your purity now. You take birth in Brahmins' homes. And Brahmins born in our family will marry you. What does the Bhagavatam say? What kind of yajna were those Brahmins doing? 10th canto, chapter 23, text 3 states, Prayatta diva yajjanam brahmana brahmavarinaha shatram angirasam nama yasate swagakam yaya. They were doing the angiras yajna. There's different meanings of the word angiras. Angira is one of the 16 prajapatis created by Lord Brahma for progeny. And angiras also means a gotra or a line of Angira Muni. So they were doing a yajna in the line of Angira Muni. When those ladies heard the words of their husbands, they began to cry. They said, this is not right. There is no fault in us. We've always served you. We didn't do anything wrong. We're very religious, we're very chaste. We had no idea the fire was Agni was touching us like this. You're blaming someone who has no fault. They said, if ladies become afraid of their own husbands, then who are they going to take shelter of? Angira Muni said, no, Dharma Shastra says, A man who accepts a wife who's been touched by some other man, he'll go to hell. He was so harsh. By Sastra, what he was saying was correct. By Manusmriti. But we don't follow Manusmriti. We follow something higher. There's Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, Kaitava, Chatustoy. Four types of cheating religion. In comparison with Panchama Purusharta, the fifth and highest goal, which is Krishna Prem. So each one of these four goals has also a category of Shastra. What are the most popular books in any bookstore in India? Philip knows. You go into any Kama Sutra, you go into any big bookstore, they probably have 10 or 20 different editions, illustrated ones, photographs, this one. Don't be critical. Don't do Shruti Shastra Ninda. That's also Shastra. And Vatsyayana Muni, who compiled those literatures, he says there in Kama Sutra, he says, actually, I'm a brahmachari. He says, I've never really been with a woman before. He said, the real purpose I'm writing this book is to discourage people from all this sex life business. They cut that part out of most of the editions. It's a shastra. But higher than that Kama Shastra is Artha Shastra. How you can make some money, how you should live. Kutila's Artha Shastra tells you how to make a community and the rules and regulations for it. Higher than that is Dharma Shastra. Those Dharma Shastras like Manu Sanhita, which describe the rules and regulations of Varna and Ashram. And the Vishnu Purana describes those as being very important. Vanashama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Radgite Panta Nanyata Toshakarnam. Vishnu Purana says, it's the only way. There's no other way. It's the only way you can please Lord Vishnu is by Vanashram. Nanyato Tashakarna means there's no other way to please him. Roy Ramananda tried to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was the goal. Mahaprabhu said, Eho Baya, Avikahar. That's external. Tell me something more. And Srila Prabhupada, he explains in many different places why that's external. Prabhupada says one has to become freed from such designations of anashrams. This is Prabhupada's purport, the Bhagavatam 4:29-46. Prabhupada says that devotees who are always devoted to Krishna, dentation satat yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam, he gives them intelligence how to come to him. Just like he gave intelligence to Hiranya and Govardhan, to Hiranya and Jagadish to cook for Nimai, to cook for the Lord. Just like he gave intelligence to the Yajnapatnis. Prabhupada says, this is the stage of becoming free from the contamination of the material world. At such a time, A devotee makes friends with another devotee. And his engagement in material activity ceases completely. At that time, he attains the favor of the Lord and loses his faith in mundane civilization. Which begins with Vanashram Dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks clearly of one's becoming liberated from the Vanashram Dharma. The most exalted system of human civilization. So this is a very subtle and important point. Krishna didn't stop the Yajna Brahmins. He didn't condemn them. Rather, he encouraged them. Because Krishna always supports organized religion. And he always supports persons who have that kind of faith. In his teachings to Rupa Goswami, in the 19th chapter of Madhyalila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes different levels of faith. Taram jistavara jangama dhuri beda jangame te yata chala stala chala beda. Into two broad categories. Those that can move and those that can't move. So those that can't move are like trees and mountains. And the living entities that can move are like birds and aquatics and animals. Tara madhye manusha jati ati alpatar. Amongst all those personalities, there are very, very few human beings. Because Tara Madhya Malecha Palinda Bhoda Sabara, there's so many different divisions, Malechas and Palindas, very low class human beings. Out of many, many millions and millions of human beings. Veda Nishta Madhye Ardika Veda Mukhamani. Maybe one person takes shelter of the Vedas. And that person is considered to be a civilized person. But Veda Nishita Pap according Dharma Nahi Gani. Most of them just do some lip service. Om Sahasra Sirsa Purusaha Sahasraksa Sahasrapat Sabhumin Visvato Vitya Atyatistada Sangulam Swaha. They do some yajna, but they're not really thinking of Krishna.
Они проводят эти яги, но они не думают внутри о Кришне.
It's only with the lips.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, Papa Kori, they're doing all kinds of sinful activities. This is the vast majority of the so-called people who are so-called taking shelter of the Vedas. So out of millions of such persons who are taking shelter of the Vedas, who are very rare persons to begin with, Dharmachari Madhi Bahuta Karmanishta. You may find one person who actually behaves in a proper way. Who is doing some karma yoga. But Koti Karmanishta Madhya Eka Gyani Shresha, out of millions of those people who are just, oh, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But they're not thinking about it. They're not thinking about what they're doing. Their spiritual life is on cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asleep at the wheel. And they're doing what they're supposed to do. 4 of these, 16 of these, I'm a member, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of thousands, out of millions of such people, you might find one person who actually understands what it's all about. Koti Gyani Madhye Hoy Eka Jani Mukta. And out of millions of those kind of people, you might find one person who actually is liberated from material life.
But
Koti Mukta Madhye, out of millions of those liberated persons, and these are not very common people, Madhye Durlabha, very difficult to find. Eka Krishna Bhakta. You might find one person who's chanting Hare Krishna. Dharma Bratta Tyaga Hukari Sarva Shubha Kriya Samyam Api Pramadaha. And for that person who's chanting Hare Krishna, the Padma Purana says the rules are a little different for him. Dharma Bratta Tyaga Hukari Sarva Shubha Kriya Samyam Api Pramadaha. If he thinks that this is the same as Vanashram, this is the same as doing some yajnas or some religion, then he's doing nam aparad. It's not the same. Don't disturb such people. Bhaktivinoda says that if they have such faith, then they have to follow all the rules and regulations of Vanashram. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Krishna Sanhita, Denuka stula buddhi syad gardabhasthala rodakaha ashtame lakshate dosaha sampradaye satam mahan. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. It's a very important statement. I'll say it again. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. He says, ask like devotees who are simply interested in the regulated principles, and who are under the control of gross discrimination, are unable to come to a higher platform. He says they're like Denukasura. Denukasura is an ass. He's a donkey. He wants to eat the nice fruits in the tree, but he's afraid to climb to get them. And so he says, nobody should have these fruits. And if he sees someone going and getting those fruits, he becomes very disturbed. He starts making a loud noise. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. And Bhaktivinoda says, similarly, ass-like devotees who are too attached to all the rules and regulations, they start making noise. Hey! Sri Dharma, you have to follow Manu Sanhita. You'll go to hell. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan in his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra describes three different types of sadhaks. The Swanishita, the Parinishita, and the Nirapeksha. The Swanishita sadhak, he thinks, ooh, I have to follow all the rules and regulations and the Dharma Shastras. If I don't do that, I'll go to hell. So, he should do that. But better than him is the Paranishita sadhak who realizes, actually, Krishna Nam is everything. Krishna Nam is our only qualification. Raise your hand. How many of you here were born in Brahmin families and they had all the different sanskaras done? Prajumna? No? Your father didn't do all the sanskaras? Bipin? Maybe? No? They're both from Orissa. If you're not doing them, then what is the hope for all of us? So, what is my qualification for this? Maybe, Prajumna, you can tell me, Bipin, if I go to the Jagannath Mandir, I should just go and just tell him, hey, Baba, I'm a Brahmin, see? See my paita, let me in.
Yes, we are, I do.
Paita means a Brahmin thread. Is it a good idea? Prajumna, why not? They'll embrace me. They'll say, oh yes, come in, have some Mahaprasad. Yes? What will they do? They'll laugh. And then what will they do after that? They'll beat me. They won't accept this. Because they're following Manu Sanhita. If you follow Manu Sanhita, it's all finished. Prabhupada said that in a letter to one devotee. He said, you can't follow Manu Sanhita. Prabhupada said, according to Manu Sanhita, you're a Yavana Malecha. You can't even touch Manu Sanhita. We have a different program. Yanamadeyam. It's described in Bhagavatam. Nice verse. What is it? Yanamadeya Shavananu Kirtana Yat Pravanad Yat Smadanada Peak Vachit Swado Pisadyo Sadya Savanaya Kopate Kuta Punaste Bhagavanu Darshanat. Someone who's chanting the holy name of Krishna. Swado Pisadya, even if they're a dog eater. In his Durgama Sangamani Tika on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami quotes this verse of Bhagavatam in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In his Durgama Sangamani Tika, Jiva Goswami says, he points out the word sadhya means right now. Doesn't mean he used to eat dogs. It means he's eating dogs right now. I don't recommend that for anyone here. Srila Prabhupada will be very upset. But Shastra says, Swadopi Sadya Savanaya Kalpate. If someone's chanting the holy name, even they're eating dogs, at the same time, they're immediately eligible to do Vedic yajnas. Jiva Goswami, in his commentary, says, well, slow down. He says that refers to people who have Upanayana, who are born in Brahmin families. So then, how are we doing yajna? How are we doing yajna? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also comments on this. And he says that anyone who has initiation into Gayatri Mantra, into Vaishnava Mantra, that person is automatically a Brahmin. And he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that therefore for preaching, we give him a paita, we give him a Brahmin thread. It's a symbol. But we're not following all those rules and regulations. Prabhupada one time he told the devotees, if you tried to follow all the rules and regulations, you wouldn't even be able to get out of bed in the morning. So many mantras, so many mudras, so many this and that. We have a different movement. Our movement is based on the holy name. And Krishna, he's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us about the essence of religion. And he's brought his associates with him. In his Braj Leela, he taught a lesson to those Yajna Brahmins. And through them, he taught all of us what it really means to be religious. What it really means to please Krishna. And then when he came as Sankirtanaika Pitaro, the father of the Sankirtan movement, the same wives of those Yajna Brahmins, they also came in Gaura Leela. And they came, Hiranya and Jagadish. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate grains in their house on a codicil. Some of them came as Suklambara Brahmachari. Suklambara Brahmachari, he was a Brahmachari. He was going door to door chanting Hare Krishna and begging. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a householder. He took grains from him. As we described yesterday, this is certainly a breach, a break of Vedic etiquette. You can't take from a brahmachari if you're a grihastha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that. This is Yajna Patni Leela. We should understand this principle very deeply. We should understand what is the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the qualification of the members of this movement? And I can tell you, I don't think it's based on our ability to do mudras and chant mantras and follow Vanashram Dharma. It's not that those things are rejected. We may use those things. In the 11th verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is one of the essential verses of the entire Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Some say this is one of the Chatur Shlokis of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one of the most important verses. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karmadi anabitam anukulyena krishnanam. Shilanam, Bhakti Uttama. It speaks about what is Uttam Bhakti. And the first thing is anyabhilashita shunya. Your anyabhilash, your nonsense, your material desire should be shunya, zero. And the next line says, jnana, karma, adi, anabritam. Jnana and karma shouldn't cover bhakti. Jiva Goswami, he says the word adi, which means etc., means vanashram. It means doing yajnas and following Vedic literatures. And he raises a question. Why does Rupa Goswami say anabritam, it shouldn't cover bhakti? Why doesn't he say shunyatam, no jnana, no karma, none of this nonsense? He says because sometimes that jnana and karma and vanashram can help us in our bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada, he spoke about this. Prabhupada writes in his purport to the 4th canto, chapter 14, text 19. Once the populace is situated in the Vanashram Dharma, there's every possibility of real life and prosperity, both in this world and in the next. He says in the 5th canto, chapter 19, text 19, the Krishna consciousness movement is being propagated all over the world to re-establish Vanashram Dharma. And thus save human society from gliding down to hellish life. We don't reject Vanashram Dharma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you reject Vanashram Dharma, you'll fall down. But we don't take shelter of Vanashram Dharma. Vanashram Dharma is not our sadhana. Vanashram Dharma is not our sadhya, our goal. Nor is Vanashram Dharma our adhikar, our qualification. Vanashram Dharma is like a net which may protect us. So while the Swanishita Sadhak, he thinks I have to do Vanashram, the Paranishita Sadhak says, no, I don't have to. But I'm going to do it because it'll be safer for me. It may help me to keep from falling down. And the Nirapeksha Sadhak, he may do, he may not do. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta took sannyas. Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. Sannyas is part of vanashram. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that when, we mentioned this last night, when the love of Braj becomes mixed with jnana, then Krishna leaves and goes to Mathura. And when that love becomes further weakened by vanashram, then he leaves Mathura and he goes to Dwarka. So that sannyas is also part of vanashram. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, they don't need that sannyas. They're paramahamsas. They're nirapeksha. They may do, they may not do. But they're doing to help us. To teach us that we should respect renunciation. That we should offer respect to those preachers who are traveling everywhere and living a very simple life. So So Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on the Anyabhilashita Shunya verse, he says there's a reason why Rupa Goswami says anabritam, not covered. He says because jnana, karma, adi, jnana, karma, vanashram, and these things may cover bhakti in two different ways. The first way it may cover bhakti is you may think that's the goal. I want to be a Brahman, I want to be a Brahmachari, that's the goal of my life. I want to be a Pakka Grihastha. I want to learn Pakka Stri Dharma and be a very chaste wife. And that's why I'm doing bhakti, so I can become perfectly situated like that. But if you're thinking like that, if you're thinking those positions of anashram are the goal, then that's covering bhakti. Because bhakti is swarat, bhakti is independent, bhakti doesn't depend on anything. And therefore the second way that bhakti may be covered, he says, is that someone may think, okay, bhakti is the goal, but unless I do the vanashram, I can't get bhakti. Vanashram doesn't give bhakti. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho bhaya, agi kaha ar. This is external. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto, Bhaktya Sanjayata Bhaktya, that bhakti comes from bhakti. Bhakti doesn't come from following the Vedic rules and regulations and vanashram, or karma, or jnana. We adopt some of those things because without adopting some of those things, we'll be animals. And Prabhupada said it's the best culture in the world. But I have something disappointing to tell you. We're not all going to be able to do that vanashram perfectly. And a lot of the people that we preach to, at least where I used to live in San Francisco, they're not going to be able to do this vanashram dharma. So is there no hope for them? There's hope. Uttama adama kichu na bachi la jachi adile kakola kahe premananda emona goranga ridoya dadiya bola bhaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namare je janna goranga bhaje se hoya mara pranare Sankirtanayaka Pitaro Kamalayataksho. We should take shelter of the lotus feet of that personality who's the father of the Sankirtan movement. And Uttama Adama, whether you're very high class, like Advaitacharya, or whether you're really low class, like Jagai and Madai, you chant Hare Krishna. Mukti tucha phalo hoy nama baso hoyte. Never mind about mukti, that's a very insignificant fruit of even nama bas. And your vanashram dharma won't give you mukti. But bhakti, Krishna Nam, very easily gives that. So this is the Hare Krishna movement. And we take shelter of Krishna in the form of His name. And this is the pastime, the teaching of the pastime of the Yajnapatni Leela. This is the pastime when Suklambara Brahmachari comes as the first person to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement. In his previous life, that Suklambara Brahmachari was one of those Yajnapatnis. So we don't reject Dhanashram. Srila Prabhupada said it was a very important part of his mission. We want to establish it to help people. If we think all they have to do is chant Hare Krishna and I won't follow any of these rules and regulations, I won't follow any ashram, you'll fall down. But on the other hand, there's some people who won't be able to follow those rules and regulations. And if they take sincere shelter of the holy name, they'll get everything. Once there was one disciple of Srila Prabhupada whose father was a big demon. If he would meet the devotees on the street, he would beat them. And he was always yelling at his son, very angry. Later on, he got cancer and he was dying. And his devotee's son came to him. And he was there with him when his father died. And that disciple, Srila Prabhupada, then he later went to Prabhupada and told Prabhupada what happened. He asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, what happened to my father? Prabhupada said, what did he do at the end? And his disciple said, well, Prabhupada, at the last moment, he looked at me and he laughed and said, so, where's your Krishna now? And he died. Prabhupada said, he went back to Godhead. He wasn't following Vanashram. But Krishna Nam very easily delivered him. So we should be wise. We should understand the principle of Niyamagraha. Rupa Goswami says that there are six different obstacles to bhakti. One of them is Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha has two meanings. Niyamagraha and Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means that someone doesn't pay attention to the rules and regulations. I don't need to go to Mangalarti to take bath in the morning, Prabhu. It's Rag Marg. I had a friend like that when some other devotee went to visit him once. He said, Prabhuji, why are you getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning? He said, Prabhu, it's Rag Marg. And later he said, why are you going to Karmi restaurants? That's not good. Guru Maharaj said we shouldn't do that. Karmi restaurants. Our friend said, Rag Marg. And later on his Rag Marg became also smoking different things and drinking things. And Hoya Sarvanash, everything's lost. We have to follow the rules and regulations. That means Vanashram. It means we should be situated in a particular varna, a particular ashram. But we also have to avoid Niyama Agraha. Like Denukasura. who makes a loud noise when he sees someone getting fruits that he can't get to. We have to be very vexed that our only hope is Krishna now. Mahaprabhu told Prabodhananda Sarasvati, I'm a murka, I'm a fool. My Gurudev told me I'm a fool. He said, I only know one verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nami, Vakivalam, Kolonya, Steva, Nesteva, Nesteva, Gatiranyata. The holy name is everything. He didn't say Vanasham Dharma, Vanasham Dharma, Vanasham Dharma, Eva Kevalam. Hare Nama. But we may accept these things if they're favorable, if they're bhakti anukul, if they're favorable for bhakti. But jnana karmadi anabhitam, they shouldn't cover bhakti. Like the yajna brahmins. So we'll stop there. I've been afraid to look at the time. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki, Vapremanande, Vamsakalpadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhubhyaeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namona Maha. So it's very late, I didn't realize. I don't want anyone to be upset with me. If you need to go early, you can do that. Not early. Or if you have some other questions, you can stay and ask something. Prabhuji? Prabhupada Saraswati. He said that my Gurudev said that you're a fool. Huh? I'm sorry, Prakashananda Saraswati. Anything? Yes. Yes, oh, Hare Krishna. So we have some Jagannath Mahaprasad and our dear Jagannath Puri Panda. Pujumna Prabhu will stand by the door and he'll give everyone some Mahaprasad who's going. Shri Jagannath Mahaprasad ke. So any questions or comments from anyone? Prabhuji? This is a very, very important principle. We have to cultivate subtle discrimination. So it's not that we should reject doing yajna. Doesn't mean that you can't learn to do some mudras or chant mantras. But with subtle discrimination, we should understand the purpose of those mudras and mantras. With subtle intelligence, we should understand what has given us adhikar to do those mudras and mantras. And I don't think for anyone here, it's due to sanskaras of Vanashram Dharma. It's due to chanting the holy names. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that we should practice Kirtanakya Bhakti. Kirtanaki Bhakti means you may do any of the different Navaviti Bhaktis, the different ninefold processes of Bhakti. But you should do all of them in connection with chanting the holy name. Otherwise we won't get proper benefit. We should practice Vanashram. But we should practice Daivi Vanashram with the chanting of the holy names. If we don't do that, then Shama Eva Hi Kevalam, it's just a waste of time. So subtle intelligence means that we have to see the essence of things always. And the essence of everything in Kali Yuga is Krishna Nam. And Anvaya Vatirekabhyam Yat Syatsavatta Sarvada, either directly or indirectly, we take shelter of Nam. Directly by chanting? Or indirectly, we may perform Vanashram. Because it may help me in my chanting. But my chanting is not dependent on it. But it may help me, so I'll accept it. Help me. That's subtle intelligence. A very, very beautiful comment in Bhakti Bhakti. Anything else is there? Prabhuji? Амрита Бабо?
Говорили о том, что когда Дигипатни, они Кришна сказал им вернуться, то вернулись, то есть он создал какие-то экспансии, которые вернулись на землю. Я у себя как-то ощутил вот такой экспансии, которая когда-то вернулась, а кто-то ушел потом. Но не я, Кришна. Такое ощущение. Возникло. То есть я чувствую, что я вот где-то там остался, а кто-то ушел с Кришны. Кто эти люди, которые остались, кто, то есть кто эти личности, которые остались, кто ушел?
All that it says in the Brahma Vivarta Purana is they were chaya, they were shadows. But the Brahma Vivarta Purana says a very interesting thing, that by the association of even those shadow wives, their husband's yajna became perfect. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in two of his commentaries, two verses he commented on in the next chapter, he says that those ladies, they became the gurus for their husbands. And their husband's yajna, their religion, became perfect because of their wives. So sometimes even in our own movement it may be a little bit like that. Sometimes we're placing great stress on management and buildings and external things. And that's okay, we shouldn't discourage that. Krishna never discourages organized religion. But the real success of our movement won't be because of the buildings and the money and things like that. The real success of our movement will be because some Saragrahi Vaishnavas, some essential devotees are there. Some essential devotees who are taking shelter of the holy name. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once said that Gorkishore Das Babaji was maintaining the whole world by his chanting of japa. So that's an example of how someone who's taking shelter of an essential activity of chanting, they may be affecting the whole world. We should remember a very simple thing. Srila Prabhupada went to the West to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna. His purpose wasn't to make a big institution. The purpose of the institution was to serve the chanting of Hare Krishna. Achyutananda Prabhu was one of the very first devotees in 22nd Avenue. And if you watch those Prabhupada memory series, they interviewed him. And he was there when Srila Prabhupada signed the very important document, the legal document, making the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It was a very momentous occasion for Srila Prabhupada. And certainly for our movement. There were a few devotees there in the room at the time. And Prabhupada, just before he signed the paper, he turned to the devotees and he made a comment. Prabhupada said, "Actually, we don't need this." He said, "The only reason we're doing this," he said, "we can chant Hare Krishna under a tree." But the problem is no one will come. And therefore we're making this society. But we should always see the essential point of Srila Prabhupada. I said it yesterday, we'll say it again today. Prabhupada told the GBC, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the Hare Krishna movement. But we should always support the managers. Krishna always supports organized religion. Even if sometimes they may be a little off, like Indra. I'll tell you a secret for bhajan. Always offer respect to the managers. Because if you don't, then you may become a manager. And it becomes very difficult for your bhajan. Okay. Anything else? Is there? Smita Krishnamurti, did you want to say something? I was afraid of you, Maharaj. I was thinking, oh, he's there at the farm. He's going to tell me this is not good. Yes. We see throughout the history of the world, there's always been so many revolutions. There's always some dictator there, and the common people get together and they defeat the dictator and they take over. And then what happens after that? Again and again and again throughout the history of the world. As one comic strip in America said, Pogo, he said, "We've met the enemy and he's us." We get rid of the previous managers because they're no good, and then we become the next managers and we become the next problem.
Сами стали следующими, потом мы стали
Better just to respect the managers and to support them. It's an important service. And chant Hare Krishna. And even if you're abused by the managers, like the Yajnapatnis were, it's okay. Everything will be all right. I'd like to read you a little something from my Guru Maharaj. Devotees once asked him, should we accept someone as an authority if they have material attachments and they're not situated on the spiritual platform? Very loaded question. Gorgavinda Swami. We accept because we are in a society. Someone may be GBC is some region of the world. So according to the management system, he's authority. But in the spiritual system, unless I'm convinced, I cannot accept him as authority. That's up to me. I have independence. It's my choice. As far as the management system goes, I accept him because he's GBC. But as far as spiritual things go, unless I'm convinced, I cannot accept. He says, please excuse me. Acceptance of someone as a spiritual authority should not be forced or compulsory. For me to accept someone as a spiritual authority, my heart must be convinced. Because it's based on the desire of the heart. It's not an external thing, it's internal. That's etiquette. But accepting someone as spiritual master is something else. So this is the culture of respect. This is a society of respect. And we respect everyone in this world, Amani Namanadena. Especially authorities in our movement. But it doesn't mean that we have to accept them as a spiritual authority. Spiritual in the sense that they're helping us to chant Hare Krishna. We're not speaking about that. When we say spiritual, we mean that we accept someone as our guru. And that can't be forced. We don't believe in rape. Prabhuji. Guru Nisashat, Swajano Nisashat. Okay. So, you say, and you understand his question, should I say it? So he's saying, how do we understand this in connection with this verse from 5th canto, Guru Nisashat, Swajano Nisashat, that one should not be guru unless he can deliver his dependents. So, we can look at this in different ways. A Vaishnava will never think that he's qualified. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he's written in one place that Vaishnavas must continue our parampara, they must initiate, otherwise our movement won't go on. He says, but there's a problem. The problem is that as soon as you become a guru, you're no longer a Vaishnava. You become a demon. Meaning, and if you think, I'm a guru, how can you be a Vaishnava? So a Vaishnava never thinks that I'm qualified. Prabhupada, he told the devotees, I'm doing this on behalf of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. The guru is like a pipe. The qualification of the pipe is there's no blockage. If the pipe claims that he's the source of the water, he's a rascal. So if someone's a pipe, they can deliver others. You can deliver others. You can deliver a few universes. No problem. You can't. But the holy name can. It's not a difficult thing. Mukti tucha phala hoy namabhasa hoyte. Even namabhasa can give someone liberation. That disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he was with his father. He was with his father when his father passed away. And his father said, where is your Krishna? Who inspired him to say that? His son inspired him. So his son gave him liberation. Not such a difficult thing. But we shouldn't, the difficult thing is to think that it's not me. My Guru Maharaj once told me, if someone asks you to speak, you must. You have no choice. You must. He said, you must give class. And then he told me, he said, but when you speak, just repeat what you've heard from your guru and the previous acharyas. And then really hard, he jammed his finger in my chest. He said, don't think it belongs to you. So I can tell you very honestly, it's not very hard to repeat what my guru says in the previous acharyas. But it's very hard not to think it belongs to me. And that's something we have to cultivate. And therefore I do this exercise every time we speak. I speak about what is a Vaishnava Sangha. What does it mean to be a speaker? And then help us. Okay? Anything else to say, Prabhu? Smita Krishna Maharaj. Are you chanting the holy name, or is the holy name chanting you? Where is our consciousness? It's a fact. But what are we doing? I can't chant the holy name. Chanting the holy name means being with Krishna. Atashi Krishna. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Graham Indra. You can't chant the holy name with your tongue. It's a material sense, and that holy name is Krishna. So then what are we doing? Sevan mukhi jiva do swayameva sparatyada. We're chanting with our tongue as a service. Nama Yagya Mahayagya Kolokama Sanasanam Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte Nama Yagya Samarpanam. This is a Samarpana mantra, the mantra we use to offer our chanting. We're chanting as a service to our Gurudev. And if we continue to chant, everything will come. Namaparada, namaparada yuktanam, namanyeva harantyagam, avishanti prayuktani, tani vata harani cha. Padma Purana says, you're chanting namaparad? No problem, keep chanting. And the aparad will go away. But if you stop chanting, then that's not just namaparad. That's guravagya, that's an offense to your Gurudev. Because you promised him. So we have to chant. It's our service to our Gurudev. Хорошо? Okay, Mataji. Mataji, don't worry about it. There's plenty of other jivas who will come into the universe. Once some devotees went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, this preaching is so wonderful. I want to take birth again so I can preach more. Prabhupada said, that's a very nice desire. But you shouldn't think like that. You should go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Don't stick around. And don't worry, Mataji, there will be plenty of people to continue the universe. When Lord Ramachandra was here, he took everybody, the whole planet, back with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took everyone back with him. Krishna took everyone back with him. But immediately afterward, and so many other living entities came again into the universe. That's one problem we don't have to worry about. Harisho? Okay. Anything else is there? It's a little late. I have something very special. I'll stand over here by the door. This is some Charanamrita from Tota Gopinath and Jagannath Puri. Hey Krishna, phone you, take your thing. So, we'll give you just a little bit of this.